This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite mounting criticism, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking on ABC's This Week, defended his intention to launch a military ground operation in Rafah. That's the border town currently sheltering more than a million Palestinians who say they have nowhere else to go. VOA's Veronica Medeiros Iglesias reports.
More than 28,000 Palestinians, many of them women and children, have been killed in the war, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Netanyahu dismissed those figures, adding that while a plan is in the works to get civilians out of harm's way, his military will go ahead with a ground operation in Rafah.
Those who say that under no circumstances should we enter Rafah are basically saying, lose the war, keep Hamas there. And Hamas's promise to do the October 7th massacre over and over and over again.
In his assessment, the military pressure applied to Hamas was a key factor in securing the recent release of 110 hostages and affirmed that, quote, victory is within reach. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
America's foreign allies are watching the presidential race and wondering if there's a bumpy ride ahead for international relations. AP's Jackie Quinn.
World leaders are already weighing in. Russia's foreign minister says it really makes no difference if President Biden or former President Trump is reelected. And a Chinese professor of international relations says the two presidential candidates are, quote, like two bowls of poison. Trump this weekend on China says he'll be tough again.
We didn't play games and we took out billions, hundreds of billions of dollars out of China.
While President Biden in November met with Xi Jinping